Show him Tezdaf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes Avodah Zarah 39. Back in the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis 35b, the Mishnah had listed those items that are prohibited to eat because they are coming from an idolater. And amongst those items that are prohibited to eat, one of those items that is listed is a chilak. So on our Daf Yomi today, the Gemara asks, "My chilak, what is this chilak?" So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Abba, Amar Rav Zu Sultanis. The chilak is a sochanek. So what is this sultanis? So Rashi Tehu in 66a actually says that this is a type of fish similar to our tuna fish. But here, from our Daf Yomi, it seems to be something else. Because from our Daf Yomi, this seems to be a type of fish which, when it is in its younger stages, it does not have fins and scales and only develops the fins and scales as it grows older. So if that's the case, why is it prohibited? Because we'll see in a moment, the Gemara cites a braisa that if there is a fish that does not have fins and scales when it's younger, but grows them later, like a sultanas fish, that is still kosher, that is permitted. And so too, if there's a type of fish that has fins and scales and yet loses it when it goes out of the sea, that is also considered kosher. So if that's the case, if the chilak is the sultanas, and the sultanas doesn't have fins and scales when it's born and only grows them later, it should be kosher. So if that's the case, why is it prohibited to eat? So our Gemara explains, Mimnei Masura, why is it prohibited? Mimnei She'arvona Ola Ima, because we're concerned that there are other fishes that will be mixed in and will be confused for the chilak. And the reason is because these fishes will swim together, and so they'll be taken out of the water at the same time as the chilak. And the fisherman who catches the chilak will assume that this fish is a chilak, even though it has no fins and scales, and I'll think it's kosher because he's not going to be able to tell the difference between the chilak, which is the kosher fish, which the idolater has caught, and the other fish, which is not kosher. And so therefore, he will assume that it's kosher, even though it doesn't have fins and scales. And we know that a fish is required to have fins and scales in order to be kosher. So for this reason, our Mishnah says that a person should not take the chilak from the idolater, because we have to be concerned that he was mistakenly given the non-kosher fish and not actually the chilak. So that is what our Gemara explains. And then our Gemara goes on to tell about stories about great rabbis who had to determine whether or not a specific fish was kosher, because you can easily confuse the different fishes in the sea. So the Gemara tells us an incident about Rabbi Bar Chana Ikla La Akra De Agma, that he came to a place called Akra De Agma and Krivuei Tzachanta. Tzachanta is another name for the chilak, and so they brought him a fish which they said which was the chilak fish. Shamei Lahu Gavra David Karle Bati. However, Rabbi Baruch Hanna heard a specific person calling this fish not a tzachanta but a bate. A bate was a non-kosher fish. So Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, "Midika Karle Bati Shmamina Devar Tami Ispe." From the fact that they call this fish the bate fish, I assume from here that this is not necessarily the chilak fish, but this is maybe a non-kosher fish that has been mixed up. So Lo Achol Mine. So Rabbi Baruch Hanna did not eat from this fish. Litzafra Ayimba, in the morning he comes and he looks at the fish, and guess what he found? Ashkach Bei Davar Tamei. Then indeed he found that there was a non-kosher fish there, and it wasn't kosher. So in this, he applied to himself, Kari Anafshi, he applied to himself a pasuk from Mishlei, from Proverbs chapter 12, pasuk Chof Aleph, which states, Lo Yeunel et Tzadik Kol Oven, that no evil, nothing wrong will happen to a tzaddik. And so he says, because I was righteous, I don't have to be concerned that something bad happened to me. And indeed, the Gemara, the Tosfos, the Gittin, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, explains that which we say, that nothing bad will happen to a righteous person, that's specifically about food items, that a righteous person, as long as he acts the right way, he doesn't have to be concerned that he will eat something non-kosher, because it's especially bad, it's especially harmful for a righteous person person to eat something that's prohibited. So that's what Rabbi Bar Chana was applying this verse, specifically as it came to accidentally eating the non-kosher fish. However, there's another question that we know that Rabbi Simlai in the Gemara in Nida, the Aflamin Amabes, had taught that a person, we make a person take an oath, and we say to the person, we warn them, we say, Tihit Sadik Valti Rasha. Be a tzaddik and don't be a wicked person. But even if the whole world tells you, even if the whole world says that you are a tzaddik, you should have to be in your own eyes like you're wicked. So how could Rabbi Barachana assume he was righteous and apply this verse to himself, thereby assuming that he's a tzaddik, when Rav Simlai and Nida has taught us that a person should not assume that they're a righteous person? They have to assume that you're wicked and need to improve. So the Haderas draws a distinction, and he writes that maybe what Rabbi Baruch Hanna was saying, that the whole world assumes I'm a tzaddik, the whole world assumes I'm righteous, and so therefore if I end up eating this fish, it will be cause a tremendous desecration of God's name, because then people will assume that Hashem doesn't keep his promise of preventing the righteous from eating non-kosher food. And so therefore he's not saying that he was a righteous person, but he was saying that since people assumed I'm righteous, therefore Hashem protected me, and therefore he was able to fulfill the words of this verse.